Tactical Buffaloes Podcast.
Tell you what, god damn it. So after much overdue and underdue and unneeded technical difficulties, we're back.
I'm Matt,
episode of the Tactical Buffaloes Podcast. We got the real Slim Shady himself chilling. He is just living life, large and in charge, and of course your big bad here behind the mic, Brian. I had this thought today when I was at work, like you do, and I don't know, I just wanted to do a fuck it, let's get banned episode, because I just want to talk about some shit and kind of like give my thoughts on it now that we're a year into certain things having gone on and coming up on the year anniversary, or some other shit that I didn't actually have put in to talk about, but now we might anyway, depending on how long this takes us to get there.
Yeah.
So last episode I put out, or we put out, the Buffaloes put out, was about 20 minutes. The one before that was about 2 hours. So you guys get what you get, and you fucking deal with it. All right. I think you kind of learned that. I mean, especially with our spotty recording schedule, you know, it's you kind of get what you get, and we're not
is being very,
but at the same time, it's we're also, I don't know, somehow not as popular, I guess.
we've still posted more episodes than the E-Militia, so
I think so. We're damn close. I think we're at 40, yeah. But we've also only been going for a year. I think they've been going for just about two.
Two or three, at least, I would have thought.
Yeah, I'd say, yeah, getting closer to three, actually, but we're getting close. So, anyway, starting things off, getting everybody mad, or at least 50% of the population. And remember, everybody, these are, to an extent, big bad's opinions, and I will let you know and state if I looked something up. And therefore, it is no longer an opinion.
There we go.
Starting things off, COVID's kind of a bunch of bullshit. So, what I mean by that is that, is it real? Yes, COVID's real. It's a thing. It's just for it, it'll show up.
I have it right now.
You have it right now.
I do have it right now.
Holy shit. How do you feel?
So day one was pretty bad. I had a fever about 102. It just progressively got worse for the day. So I just stayed in bed. The night was pretty terrible, but I was able to get a few hours of like good sleep without crazy fever dreams, in the morning. And so I actually woke up feeling, when I woke up, I felt like pretty good. I wouldn't have thought I was sick, and then pretty quickly it just kind of started getting worse again, but it didn't get anywhere near to where it was. The fever kind of sustained probably around like 99 to 100 for a day or two, and I just kind of felt average. You know, I was taking Tylenol, and then it's been about 4 or 5 days now, and I feel kind of meh. For the most part, you feel pretty normal, but there's still some really weird, very weird things that happen. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, the other day I was eating barbecue in like Georgia, and I was smelling this really like super highly acidic, almost like rubbing alcohol type smell. and I assumed it was from the barbecue sauce. And then the next day I was in my kitchen and I was still smelling the same thing. I'm like, okay, that's odd. That's definitely not, that's obviously something is just causing me to smell that really weird smell, just stuff like that. You know, you feel like lightheaded and dizzy. It hasn't like abided by any of the traditional viruses or sicknesses. So that's my experience right now. So okay. The cough is there, congestion's there, but I have congestion year round. So just kind of, yep. So it could be worse. Could be, it sucks. It's not fun, but it's not like, at least for me, it wasn't the end of the world, you know, or it hasn't been yet. It still could be.
Right. Definitely. So COVID's real. Like I said, my buddy's got Slim Shady over here. He's got it. He's dealing with it, but it definitely hasn't put him in the hospital yet.
Nope.
But you said, you know, fevered dreams. Fuck. I can't.
That's not fun.
I can't remember exactly the last time I had a fevered dream, but it was elementary school for sure. You know, I haven't been sick where it's put me on my ass. And
really?
Well, let's see. I'm 26, 15 years or so. It's weird. Yeah, I haven't been like absolutely wrecked in a while. I've been like thrown up once or twice and then like got the runs, but like that's the extent of it.
Damn. Which,
that's good or bad, but
good.
Yeah, overall it's good, but it's like, yeah, maybe I'm just ramping up for something really fucking shitty. You know, maybe my buddy's picking up all the illness for like, you're going to be in the hospital.
Yeah, something's going to kick your ass. The fever dreams were not fun. It's just, for me, it was just pure mania and about as high stress level as you can get. So,
yeah, dude, mine were always weird. Like, beyond like normal weird, it was like hard. I haven't done any like trippy drugs like acid or DMT or shrooms.
Right.
Recalling what they were like, I would assume it would have been like a bad trip.
Yep. Yeah. But that's what this felt like, except with there was something, it's that and then so much worse.
Oh yeah.
It's just because your brain's like on fire. So, I mean, it's all your anxiety, and I have anxiety, so it's all just ramped up to about as high as it can get, and just weird dimension shifts, and it's pretty terrible. But other than that, it's not been that bad. So that's been the worst part by far.
It's good to know that it's not that bad, but I mean, so yeah. It's not ramped up. It's not what it was ramped up to be.
No.
Kind of the point I was thinking about today. We were led to believe that it was going to be the most deadly virus ever known to man. And I believe, because I think it was in the same article that I read what the mask mandates were, that the worldwide death toll is about 3 million people.
No, really?
Which is...
Okay. Is it 1% or something? Where there are 300 million, roughly? I mean, 350.
That's in the U.S., but that's the worldwide death toll.
Oh, okay.
So, 3 million out of 7-ish billion is not a lot.
Mm-mm.
If you took, so there's a, I don't know, there's probably some fucking technical term for it, but call it like a concentration of scale, which might sound actually fucking retarded, but it sounds technical. So if you think about it in the sense of 3 million to 7 billion, not a lot of people, right?
Yeah.
You 3 million to 330 million.
Right.
It's still not like a lot of people. It's percentage wise, it's like, eh, less than one, but barely. It's like it's almost one.
Yeah.
And you think about, well, there's some states where the entire population is about 3 million.
Yeah, it starts getting so
that entire state population is just gone now.
Yeah.
But that's it. That's all the more people that died. So is it really that bad? No. Yeah, I work construction. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. But also because of my job, I am forced to think logically.
Which, right.
Sadly, I don't think a lot of people in the doctorate or science field do anymore. A lot of, and not necessarily a lot of the, maybe not a lot of, like, numbers wise, a lot of the doctors do this, but definitely a lot of the outspoken ones think more with emotion than they do logic. And that's partially due to people think and act based on emotion and not actually logic anymore, which sucks. Right, it's really a better way to say it. It sucks. But I mean, it's, yeah, COVID's not as bad as I said it was going to be. I kind of had that hunch last year at this time, a year ago. Like, I don't think it's going to be that bad.
Right. And
bitch, you guessed it. I was motherfucking right.
Not that bad.
And then also going to my bullet point, because I'm going to try and follow those now once in a while.
Wow.
Fauci's kind of a fucking idiot. Yes, he's got his doctorate. Yes, he's in charge of whatever the fuck, but he's been kind of wrong the entire time.
He's so weird, too.
He's also an odd duck. Yes. I don't know exactly, like, oh, he was wrong about this and this and this, and this is why. I didn't fucking look into it. This is the Buffaloes. We don't do crap here. You guys are lucky I put together bullet points. But
he just pissed me off. His face.
Wrong. And then anybody who says that he's wrong gets yelled and screamed at of, oh, you're a science denier, or you just want everybody to die. Oh, you heartless person. It's like, no. What? Trust the science means look at the science.
Right, which is a thing.
What science you get to look at. And the people who bitch and moan and scream about people denying global warming because, you know, look at the science. Like, okay, well, I am. And you're wrong. So the fuck do you want me to do now? And then another thing that I keep going back to is I only took a one science class in college because it wasn't my major, so I didn't need to. But we talked about it was an earth science class, so it was like geology and shit. We talked about how there was this geological structure, and for many, many years, almost decades, everybody in the science community was convinced that it was this particular thing that caused it. And anybody who said otherwise was wrong and a fucking joke, and nobody believed them, and X, Y, and Z. Does that sound familiar? So just keep that in mind. And then this guy stayed persistent, did more research, stayed persistent, and he is fucking right. And everybody else was wrong. But they said, oh, the science is settled. This is the way it is. Trust the science. How can it be wrong when everybody else agrees with it? Because we don't fucking know.
Right.
Figure it out. That even what they say is fact is still their best guess.
Yeah, that's what we know right now.
Right. This is what we know right now. It could change tomorrow. And
have you seen It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
No. I should get into that show, but I got so many other ones I gotta finish first.
It's definitely worth watching. But there's an episode where one of the characters is trying to disprove evolution, and his argument is that a bunch of scientists, because he's arguing against another guy, and the other guy is like, there's so much science proving evolution, and Mac is super Catholic, and he's the one trying to disprove it. And he's saying that all the scientists of the past were the smartest person ever and right about science until they were wrong by the next guy, and then they were wrong, you know? So it's that same principle of you're only the smartest person until the next smartest person comes along and proves you wrong, you know?
He's
right. He does not disprove evolution with what he's saying, but he is right.
But no, that's what, yeah, and that's what I meant. Like, you're only as right as you are at the time. Like, you can still be fucking wrong. Just like, eventually get proven wrong.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's where I'm like I said, I'm not a fucking scientist. I do construction. Which, never mind. I had some smart ass comment, but we're a whole. But yeah, it's just like, look at the fucking, like, more than just your handpicked source of articles. And that goes for anything. Like, look at more than just what you want to believe. And then that'll hopefully point you in the right direction of what's actually out there.
Yeah.
To go with that, as of today, stardate May 24th, 2021, there's 19 states with mask mandates and 31 without. I don't know what the number was. Well, there's only 19 fucking U.S. states with mask mandates.
Mask mandates are so stupid.
Which, I'm also not a fucking scientist, but, in the type of construction I do, we have to worry about silica dust. Silica is a microscopic crystalline dust that collects in your lungs and doesn't fucking leave. Similar to the black lung, you know, from...
Yep.
What fucking movie was that? God damn it.
But Brian, it takes more than putting your shirt over your mouth to stop silica, does it not?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, weird.
Full-on fucking respirators. Like,
it's almost as if something microscopic can move through fabric that's sewn together that isn't microscopic,
right?
That isn't capable of, it's like almost like fishing for like dragonflies it's like trying to catch dragonflies in a fishing net. It's
right.
It's not going to work.
it's the N95 masks, the ones that you were suggested to use initially, even those ones.
Yeah.
Work. To a point. But what if you wanted to be perfectly safe, you get a respirator that seals with a gasket, rubber gasket all the way around your face.
Yeah.
Very similar to a gas mask, honestly.
Which is really the preferred method here.
What's that?
If you're really worried about it, then yeah, just get a pro mask. Like if a mirror one,
yeah, like COVID, but it's silica dust. It's just like, what the yes. Let's just wear a neck gaiter or a cloth mask or fucking anything over, just as long as it's over your face.
Right.
That leads us back to the bullshit of like, are you fucking serious right now?
These masks weren't designed to stop that, and your shirt or whatever, yeah, neck gaiter of thin, like dry fit material is not designed to stop a virus.
No.
Which is microscopic.
And then also, wearing this shit over your face for hours or all day creates a warm, moist environment. Breathe out. You know what loves warm, moist environments? Bacteria.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not saying it's gonna kill you, but sure as fuck isn't helping.
No, it's just so dumb.
And then it's that's where a lot of cases of lung infections or a pneumonia type infection come into play, because you're constantly breathing in bacteria that you're also helping grow. It's like, we're going to go put bacteria in a petri dish, let them grow. We're going to go lick that petri dish and not expect anything bad to happen. Come on. What the fuck? So, masks brings me to my next point of, they're now saying, by they, I mean wonderful President Joseph Biden, says that if you get vaccinated, you don't need to wear a mask. I have a couple points on this. Point one, how the fuck are you going to know I'm vaccinated? Like, I've seen people get tattoos after they got vaccinated, which is fucking retarded.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Because there's a lot of people that can get tattoos. It's literally everybody. So if you're dumb enough to get a COVID tattoo after you got that, I don't know. There's a whole bunch of problems that you have that need to be addressed first. But anyway, no. And then next, on that of how are you going to know? I don't want to go to an extreme, but I saw a meme of, let's make the people who didn't get the vaccination yet, let's make them wear a piece of clothing or something similar to, like, let everybody know that they're not vaccinated.
Right.
I took one history class and it was about Cold War Europe, which coincidentally had us talk about Nazis. So that seems very fucking similar to something that they did.
Careful, Brian. Disney might fire you.
Fuck Disney.
That's what they fired Gina Carano for saying.
No, I don't fucking know names, but she's the one from The Mandalorian, wasn't she?
Yeah,
fuck Disney.
I know.
Yeah, so like, how the fuck are they going to know? And then, next point on that, are they going to ask if you got vaccinated? Because I'm not a doctor, I'm not a lawyer.
That's illegal.
I'm pretty sure that's illegal.
Yep. Or
in a sense, a violation of the HIPAA laws, which more or less means that you can't ask somebody their medical history and require them to tell you.
Right.
Kind of, yeah, that's a no-no. It'd be like me demanding to know if you got your fucking herpes shot or your AIDS shot. Like, you don't fucking need to know that.
Nope.
Just like casual conversation.
Speaking of which... You clean?
I checked. Oh, fuck. And then this whole, brings me back to my next point of violation of HIPAA. How are you going to know? Ultimately, everybody who asks can get fucked They don't need to know.
Right.
Keep that shit to yourself. This kind of comes back to like the people virtue signaling about like sharing their vaccination cards. Who cares? Get the shot, move on with your life. I don't fucking need to know that. I don't care.
Right. Cool.
You're not special. It's like the same people who said I voted. All right.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Do you want a medal for waking up today too? Like what? Move on.
Come on, guys.
Like I get it. Oh, actually, no. Let me recant my statement. You are special because you voluntarily took a drug that is not approved by the FDA, did no human trials except for your dumb ass, and we have no idea what the results are going to be.
Right.
You deserve a medal for being a fucking idiot.
Yeah, it's just so much time to see what will happen with the people that are vaccinated, you know?
Which, I was talking to my dad about this tonight, and he said, actually kind of funny, because he kind of got into a short little conspiracy theory on it, and we deduced, him and me, it was like, it was about a horse apiece, either way they go with it, but he said that, you know, this is me speaking from what he said. He's like, you know, I'm 60 years old. Fuck it. They come down to me needing to get the vaccine or else, I'll fucking get it. Because what's going to happen? I die? Fuck it, I'm 60. Kind of shitty way to look at it, but I get it. Yep.
Right.
Sure. You know, it's like, fuck it, I'm 75. I'm going to go murder somebody. What are they going to do? Put me in jail until I die?
Yeah.
So what? 15 years max. You know, it's kind of like that mentality.
And I can speed that up.
I get it. You know, my dad's like that sometimes. But then he said, my concern about the vaccine is like, that'd be a perfect way for somebody to, you know, develop a disease to where, if you got the vaccine, now, you know, the disease targets you because of the vaccine. I told him, yeah, Dad, that's a good idea. Not a good idea, but that's a good concept. It'd be a terrible idea. Evil. Sadistic.
Yeah.
But what I said, my counter was, it would be even better of an idea, a more effective idea, to have it target the people who didn't get the vaccine.
Right.
Because I told him, think about the people who aren't going to get it. Me, big bad here.
Yep.
The people who are defiant and would fight back against some dumb shit like that. So you make the make this new disease target the people who didn't get the vaccine, and all of a sudden, all the people who would fight back against whatever the fuck you're planning are dead. And all the people who would go along with the agenda are alive yet. Fucking crazy, bro. And I'm putting this down. It's 10:32 p.m. on fucking May 24th, 2021. And I swear to Jesus, if some bullshit like this happens, I'm going to be more mad than anything else that I was fucking right.
Yeah, that's terrifying, actually.
It is, because it's like, oh, that kind of makes sense. And
that's so plausible.
So, fuck. It's just
almost almost makes you want to get the vaccine.
Almost makes a guy want to get the vaccine. But, in all circumstances, except that extreme, there is a workaround.
Right.
And that workaround is, everybody, just like people trying to get into the bar when they're not of age, you can get a fake fucking vaccine card.
Bingo.
Because I know people. And you know people. And my buddy Slim Shady here, he knows people. So it's like, there's people who work in the medical field that know this is kind of fucking dumb. And they, you know, everybody likes a little non-taxed cash in their pocket. And he works in the hospital in one of the major cities here around me. And he said, hey, I have a fat stack of these vaccine cards. If you need one and it's you need it signed off, just let me know. I'll hook you up. No, for a fee, of course, which is fine. I'm okay with it. If everything checks, I need to get my papers checked to go through the checkpoints.
That's right. Fine.
You know, I'll pay for it. After all, what's a good forgery if it, you know, if it's free?
Right.
But, yeah, so that's there's a lot of around in this bullshit. So fake vaccine cards come back to, like, the earliest point of this of you don't need to wear a mask if you're vaccinated. What the fuck you doing asking me? It's a violation of HIPAA. Get fucked, you don't need to know. Here's my fake card, so fuck off.
Right.
Don't tell them it's a fake card, but you know what I mean? It's like,
yeah, here's my fake card.
Here's my fake ID, officer. Let me in the bar. It's up until the point where they can do some sort of a biometric or genetic scan to see if you are vaccinated or whatever the fuck. All you gotta do is get a fake vaccine card and tell them to get fucked.
Yeah. Yeah, really.
It's actually not that hard of a workaround, to be honest with you.
No, not at all.
I want to say as soon as the vaccine cards came out as like a thing, I'm pretty sure I saw memes almost immediately about people making fake ones.
Even before they did.
Yeah, even before they did, probably. I don't remember exactly what the timeline was, but it was pretty fucking like close.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the pretty obvious, you know, transition.
That's the go-to, kind of like the go-to for, okay, we require you to do this. How are you going to make sure I do this? Well, we're going to require, you know, you need to have a proof that you did. Okay, I'll just pay somebody to make me a fake one. Ah, fuck, you got us.
Oh, damn it.
You know, there's... from the earliest... I don't know the earliest, but to an extent, the earliest form of documentation, there's been forgery. Well, actually, there has been. The earliest form of money, there's been forgeries.
Yeah.
And there's been people making forgeries of official documents in order to get past certain things. So just fucking history doesn't exactly repeat itself, but it rhymes a fucking lot. And here's another time. So just don't fucking make it a fake vaccine card and you're A-okay.
Yeah.
But to kind of circle back, you know, using our press secretary's favorite term, we're just going to circle on back here to a globalist agenda. Something else that bothered me today, it's been bothering me for a while, and I'm going to phrase this initially, and it's going to throw you guys off a little bit, but I got a question. Why is it always the Jews? And what I mean by that isn't, I'm not blaming them. I'm asking, why are they always the ones that get blamed for everything? Like, people say that all the, you know, the world banks are ran by the Jews. All the globalist agendas, they're by the Jews. Oh, Hitler, he had some sort of a fucking problem with the Jews. I don't know exactly what it was, but my history class didn't quite. I'm pretty sure it was because a lot of them ran the banks and probably a lot more shit. But what the fuck is everybody's problem with the Jews? Like, my brother told me about this. It went because he was big and watching The Sopranos for a little while. You know, he as bad as it is, he almost made it his catchphrase between, you know, me and him and a couple other buddies. It's a fucking racket for the Jews. Like, Soprano would say that, and it's like, what does that mean? What is your problem with the Jews? Like, they've been fucked with for centuries.
Right.
What's going on here? But then, as you pointed out earlier, which I remember seeing, is there's just a really stupid high population density of Jewish people in Hollywood. Which
it's weird.
Is weird.
But
I'm not gonna say anything bad about it. I'm just gonna say it's weird.
It yeah, but I mean that being said, they're talented.
Yeah, I mean yeah. Whoever I'd have to look up the list of Jewish actors and stuff, but
I'm not complaining.
I'm not complaining. Everything they've put out for the most part has been pretty fucking quality, you know.
Yeah.
Little nitpicks here and there, but for the most part everything's a-okay, hunky dory.
Oh yeah.
Fucking racket for the Jews. But and even in most recent history, being in the last fucking couple weeks, Palestine and Israel, which is like the Jewish capital of the world, I guess you could say. It's, and I noticed this even when I was in college, oh, you know, going on 4+ years ago. Israel would get fucked with, and then get fucked with some more, and then get fucked with again, and then get fucked with again. And then they'd retaliate, and then everybody would be on Israel's ass for retaliating. And it was the same thing 4 years ago, it's the same thing now, and I'm just like, how do you guys not see that whoever the fuck's throwing rockets and bombs and all this other shit at them, and then they're just like doing something about it, and now you guys are mad at Israel for it?
I think, man, with this though, I don't quite know. I just think they're both the worst, though.
Oh yeah, first of all, what the main thing I don't fucking appreciate is how much of my tax dollars is going over to Israel.
Oh my gosh,
to fund the Iron Dome and all this other shit. Like, yes, it's fucking cool watching videos of it. But it's also expensive.
Yeah, I don't want to pay for that.
And like, yeah, it's badass. Like I said, it's cool, but fuck, that's one hell of a fireworks show.
Yeah,
going off in the sky there. But I don't know. It's just throwing money over there, and if I could get a receipt for what my shit pays for, and like get a return on some of it, being like,
probably get a lot of dead kids on that receipt.
Well, at least like where the money went. Of like, yeah, this much went to Israel. I'd be like, yeah, can I get that back, please? I'd rather not. Or like, oh, this much went to Saudi Arabia, or this much went to Venezuela, or this much went to fucking Indonesia. It's like, can I just have all the money back that left the U.S., please?
Like, if you're gonna steal my money, at least like put it to where I live.
Yeah, can you like fix the fucking roads that you taxed me to drive on?
It's just crazy.
Which is funny because one of the things we do construction for is roads, which leads me back to another point that I'm not sure if I've ever made before, but I do bring up when somebody says, but my roads, it's like, I've never seen a government entity actually build a fucking road.
Yeah. It's so dumb.
Yeah. It's always subbed out to somebody else, which means
that. Yeah, the explanation for why people would build roads is pretty basic too. If you want business, you got to wait for you to get to your business.
Hard. And to an extent, what? I said building roads is not that fucking hard.
No,
the government sure makes it a lot harder than it needs to be. Just because they try to cut corners on the dumbest shit when I know it's not going to work, and then it fucks up, and then they have to spend more money to fix it, and I'm like, well. You just done it right the first time.
Right.
Skimped, it would have been fine.
The government's so dumb.
Something that does amaze me, staying on the road topic real quick, is how there's roads that were built by the Romans that are still around just fine. And yet there's highways which, yes, arguably highways get more traffic than the roads did that were built by the Romans. I get that. But still, there's plenty of roads that you can see that get worked on every year or every other year or every...
Every waking second.
Yes, where it's like, it's a seasonal fucking problem in the same piece of road. Somehow that never gets fixed. Yet, the Romans, I don't fucking know, 2,000 years ago, built these fucking roads, and they're still here. I don't know what kind of maintenance they did on them, or have been doing on them, but it sure is the monumental project the roads we have now have been.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. The fucking, yeah, roads are not that hard to build. If government would get the fuck out of the way, it'd be a lot easier to build them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Better too. And I'm okay with paying a toll road. I'm okay with that.
But you wouldn't even need to, is a thing. If I have a business and there's no way for you to get to my business, then I'm fucked. So I build a road and I have incentive to keep that road free because I want people to shop there. And then you apply that to towns and to corporations. You just start expanding it more. And pretty soon you have interconnected highway systems and towns and what? Roads?
And then there's also the people being able to use it, and it's like, well, what if I don't want to, you know, go that way because it's got a, you know, exorbitantly high toll on it. It's like, go a different way.
Right. Elon Musk is trying to build like underground tunnels. So like,
right.
The idea of roads could even be outdated. You know, we just got to.
Well, think about this too. Think just you cross the computer screen for me, you know, and then everybody else listening to this. Conceptualize this in your brain for a minute, if you will. Your driveway, or your parking lot, or your parking spot, or whatever the fuck, is literally connected by roadway to every other piece of road in the United States. And quite frankly, in North America. So, by happenstance, there is another route to get to where the fuck you want to go.
Yeah.
It's just might not be the most efficient or the fastest. But if it's the cheapest, that's the one you're going to take.
Yep.
Okay. That's just the fucking way it is. It's. I don't understand where people come up with these giant, like, logic gaps in going from, well, it's going to cost me $40 worth of tolls to get an hour down the road on the route I normally take, so I guess I'm just not going to go. Or you could just go, like, an hour and 20 and not pay any tolls.
Right.
There's that option. It's just like, there is another option. There is, there's a third option. You know, it's just like, not everything's always set in stone. There's a reason Google gives you three fucking choices. When you do a map search, it's like, there's fucking other ideas.
Yeah, absolutely.
People are fucking stupid.
They are. But Brian, COVID's kicking my ass. I'm still pretty weak, so I'm about to hit the hay.
You getting tired? Ah, that's good.
Yeah.
Now we've been running for, when did we get here? 24, 24, 30-ish some minutes. Almost 40 some minutes.
That's tough. We covered a lot.
Yeah, we'll cap this one off here. We did good. It was good talking to you. I mean, we spent.
Yeah. I'll call you tomorrow.
We spent 2 hours chit-chatting before we even started.
So we got to do it more often. I'll call you tomorrow with more info on this trip, and I'll probably get Hunter and David and Ethan on, and we can all kind of go over what we think and stuff about the trip and stuff.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
But all right, great talking to you, Brian. This is a lot of fun.
Yeah, you can kick on out. I'll close her off.
All righty, sounds good. Appreciate it, man.
Sounds good.
See ya.
Yeah, talk to you later. But yeah, everybody, this has been another episode of the Tactical Buffaloes podcast. Probably recognize voice there, but he wanted to be anonymous on this episode. I'm not sure why I'll have to talk to him about it. But anyway, this is Big Bad here. Shit, almost forgot. Don't forget to check out our merch store. It is still up, spiritofresistance.com. Thankfully, AZ Thingalorian or SOR or Spirit of Resistance or whatever he's going by nowadays, he has quite the collection on there. AZ Thingalorian, I think, is his main, not his Instagram page, but it's his main, handle, I guess you could go by. We got quite a few different collections of merch on there. As far as major podcasts go, the Tactical Buffaloes, of course, us, yay. And then you have the Centennial High Points. And then most of the E-Militia merch is on there. They don't have a specific page, but most of the members have their own merch. Bootlickers Beware, Seaburn, Liberty Punk Inc., Rebellious Liberty, all those guys, they got their own shit. Battalion Com Relay, Biting the Bullet, those guys have their fucking merch on here too. SpiritofResistance.com, everybody. If you want to go and pick up some Tactical Buffaloes merch, that does help us out. Helps keep us running. Helps keep the lights on around here. Although sometimes I forget to pay the bill. So yeah, it's been fun. I got a couple other notes here I wanted to talk about, but we'll just save that for next time. Maybe we'll do a quick rant and rave on my way to work tomorrow. So it's been good talking to you guys. Although I haven't been able to hear you, so just chalk that one up for being a sociopath or a psychopath. Yeah, chalk it one for being a psychopath. So have a good night, everybody. We'll talk to you next time.